Please turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Jude. I would like to read from Jude, verse 21. Remember, the book of Jude is find the book of Revelation and back up one page and you'll be in the book of Jude. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude, but it's full of important teachings to the people of God. I would like to read from Jude, verse 21. Before we read from God's Word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come before Thy throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we're thankful that we have a mediator between us and God, but we know that without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, carrying our petitions to the Father, we would never be able to approach the throne of grace. We're thankful for Jesus. We're thankful for the privilege of prayer. We thank You, Lord, for all the blessings of life. Each of our lives have been filled to overflowing, and we know that every good and perfect gift comes from Thee, and we just thank You, Lord, for being so good to us, and we acknowledge that it's not because of our righteousness, but rather it's because of Your mercy and Your grace that You've been so good to us every day of our lives. We ask You, Lord, to continue to bless us. You would help all those who are sick and afflicted. You are the great physician. You have all power in heaven and in earth. We ask You to touch and heal and lift up all these that are upon our prayer list that stand in special need of Thy blessings. We pray that You would be with them and help them in every way. You also know the needs of every person in this building. Some of us that may have problems that we even don't know about yet. So we pray that You would bless every person here. They would be able to feel Your presence and Your power and Your peace every day. Bless us during this coming week that we would walk as children of light, that we would walk in love, that we would walk in a way that would honor and glorify You as we try to walk in the steps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank You again for Thy church in the earth. Thank You for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank You for every person that's here today. Pray now that You would bless us all, not according to what we deserve, but according to Thy mercy and grace. Help us as we study Thy holy word. Thou hast taught us that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. So we ask You now to fill us all with Thy Spirit. In the blessed and holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If I were to ask you this morning, what is something that you want to keep? What do you want to keep? Somebody tell me anything that you want to keep. All right, keep your wife. Okay, keep your mind. Okay, keep your family. Keep good health. Those are some things that we want to keep. All right, a lot of precious memories that we have. We want to keep those precious memories. There are lots of different things that we might want to keep. There are material possessions that we want to keep. I have a pocket watch that belonged to my daddy and to my granddaddy, and I want to keep that pocket watch. I have an old red truck that I've given to my son, but I still think it's my red truck, so I want us to keep that red truck. There are material things that if something were to happen, we'd say, well, you know, I really want to keep this. I want to keep it. There are very special things like our minds and our families and our health. We want to keep those things. But there are other things that the Word of God stresses and emphasizes that we need to keep. And in Jude, verse 21, the Word of God tells us something that we need to keep. The Word of God says in Jude, verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I want us to think primarily this morning about the first expression in that verse of Scripture where the Word of God says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves. That's something you need to do, just the first two verses. You need to keep yourself. And we'll be looking at various ways that we can keep ourselves, but especially in ways that we can keep ourselves in the love of God. That does not mean that we live in such a way that we keep God from ceasing to love us. There's nothing that we can do that will cause God to stop loving us. In fact, the converse is true, that there's nothing that we can do that will cause God to stop loving us. God says in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, God says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God cannot stop loving his people. God says in Malachi, because I change not, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, he said that he was persuaded that nothing could separate him from the love of God. So I want us to know, first of all, that when the Word of God says here, keep yourselves in the love of God, it is not talking about you keeping yourself from going to hell. It's not eternally. It is not talking about keeping yourself in the love of God so that God won't stop loving you. But rather it's talking about, when the Word of God says, keep yourselves in the love of God, it's talking about you keeping yourself in the manifest love of God. It's talking about you keeping yourself close to God so that you can walk in His love and feel the love of God every day in your life. We can keep ourselves in the love of God. We can guard our minds and our lives in such a way that we can keep ourselves in the love of God. Now, when I keep myself in the love of God, when you are in the love of God and you are feeling the love of God, what are some of the ways that you feel when you are keeping yourself in the love of God? What kind of feelings does a child of God have when they are indeed keeping themselves in the love of God? I think that one of the things that every child of God has while we are keeping ourselves in the love of God, one of the feelings that we have is that we have great security. When I know that Jesus loves me, when I feel the love of God, when I know that God is there and I am walking in the love of God and I'm keeping myself in the love of God, I feel very secure. I don't feel like I'm about to be chastened by God. I'm not afraid to be in God's presence, but rather I rejoice that I am in God's presence when I am keeping myself in the love of God. I feel secure. I feel safe. No matter what else is going on around us, if we are keeping ourselves in the love of God, we're going to have great peace in our soul. We're going to have peace that passeth all understanding if we keep ourselves in the love of God. We're going to have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at the similarity in this expression in Jude 21 when the Word of God says, keep yourselves, look at the last words now, keep yourselves in the love of God. I want you to think of the similarity of that statement and the definition of the kingdom of heaven, which is that the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but the kingdom of heaven is righteousness and peace and joy. What are the last four words? In the Holy Ghost. When we are in the kingdom of heaven, we feel that righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And when we are walking in a way that we are in the kingdom of heaven and we feel that righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, we are also keeping ourselves in the love of God. When we are in the love of God, we are in the kingdom of heaven. When we are in the love of God and keeping ourselves in the love of God and walking in the love of God and walking in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with God and we feel the love of God. We feel the presence of God. We feel secure. Go with me, please, back in your Bibles to 1 John. I want us to think about some ways that the Word of God says, I believe that there are ways that the Word of God teaches that we can keep ourselves in the love of God. That we can keep ourselves close to God. That we can keep ourselves away from things that would separate us from feeling the manifest love of God. Have you ever lost the feeling of the presence of the love of God? Have you ever doubted the love of God? Sometimes, brethren, when we walk contrary to God's Word, God will not manifest His love toward us. And when God does not manifest Himself to us, when we're not walking in such a way that we are keeping ourselves in the love of God, that's a hell here on this earth. It's a horrible feeling to get away from God and not feel that we are in the love of God. It's a terrible feeling to not be in the Holy Ghost and to not be in the kingdom of heaven. Look in your Bibles, just back up one page from Jude 21. Look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 21. Remember now that the main thing that we're looking at this morning is keep yourselves in the love of God. And in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 21, he tells us a way to keep ourselves in the love of God. He says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 21, John says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Isn't that the way to keep yourselves in the love of God, is to keep yourselves from idols? Keep yourselves from idols. Stay away from idols. I expect that in every person's heart this morning that there is at least one idol in our lives. An idol is anything that comes between us and our service to God, or comes between us and our love for God. Anything that we put before God, that is an idol. And though we may deceive ourselves and think that we have no idols, we often do have idols in our lives. Now, when we have those idols, we're not keeping ourselves in the love of God. Because the only way that you can keep yourself in the love of God is to keep yourself away from idols. And that's a continuous warfare. That's a battle that I believe goes on in our lives all the days of our lives. I don't think you ever reach an age where you no longer have to worry about having an idol. In order to keep ourselves in the love of God, we have to keep ourselves away from idols. So I have to pray, God, and listen to care especially. Especially if you think you don't have any idols in your lives, you need to get on your knees and say, God, open my eyes. I know that there must be ways that I do have idols because I don't feel the love of God as much as I want to. And brethren, if you don't feel the love of God, it's not because of somebody else. If you don't feel the love of God, if you don't feel like you're in the love of God, if you don't feel like you're if you don't have that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, if you're not in the kingdom of heaven, it's because you have not kept yourself in the love of God and kept yourself away from what? Keep ourselves. We need to keep ourselves from idols. Keep ourselves from idols. Can people become idols? Well, isn't there a TV program called American Idol? Lots of people look at that. Aren't there sports idols, sports, baseball, football, basketball fans that are idols? But there are many, many other idols. Can my own children become an idol in my life? Can my grandchildren become an idol in my life? Can your job become an idol in your life? Anything that is more important, anything that comes between you and your service to God and your worship of God, that is an idol. And when you have an idol, You have not kept yourself from those idols. And you remember the songwriter that says, "Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame." You know what that's talking about? A closer walk with God. That's talking about keeping yourselves in the love of God. And part of that song says, the dearest idol that I have known, whatever that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and to worship only thee. We have to keep ourselves in the love of God. You see, God has not ordained that He's going to keep you in the love of God. He's going to keep you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, and He's going to keep you eternally in His love, but He's not going to keep you in experiencing the manifest love of God. You have to keep yourself in the love of God. You have to keep yourself from idols. Back up in your Bibles now to Brother Neal's already mentioned James 1, verse 27. Here's another way. Remember now that the main thing we're looking at is keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. And the first thing that we looked at, first way that we looked at that we can keep ourselves from idols is to keep, the first thing we're talking about is keep yourselves in the love of God. And the first way to keep ourselves in the love of God is to keep ourselves from idols. And the second way that we're looking at is found in James 1 verse 27. James 1 verse 27, the Word of God says that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to, here's the second part of this now, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, in Revelation chapter 3, the Word of God talks about there the church, and Jesus is speaking to the church. And Jesus says that I have a few saints in that church that they are worthy to walk with me in white. You know what they had been doing? They had been keeping themselves in the love of God. They had been keeping themselves from idols. They had been keeping themselves from being spotted by the world. We have these white robes that God puts on us. And then we are told, as the children of God, we're told to arise and put on thy beautiful garments. And when we, as the people of God, who have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ, when we then put on our beautiful garments, we have to continuously be on guard lest we be spotted. You ever seen somebody that had a big spot on their shirt? You ever seen anybody that had a spot on their clothing, a big spot? I was talking with a preacher this past week. He said he wore a robe last Sunday because when he got to church, he had put an ink pen in his pocket and he didn't have his jacket with him, didn't have his coat. He said, "I put an ink pen in my pocket," and he said, "I kept noticing people, everybody looking at me, looking down, not looking at my eyes." And he said, that was before church started, and he said, I finally looked down, and he said that there was something as big as a grapefruit, almost big as a basketball, a big ink spot. That ink pen had just run all out in his shirt. It's hard to concentrate on somebody when they've got a big ink spot like that. It's hard to listen to what they're saying. It's hard to pay attention to anything other than what? The spot. Likewise, when God's dear children have become spotted by the world, when there's this big ink spot there, it's very difficult to see the Spirit of God in their lives. So we need to pray that God will help us. What does the text say in Jude 21? It says, keep yourselves in the love of God. If you keep yourself in the love of God, you're going to keep yourselves from idols and vice versa. And if you keep yourself unspotted from the world, you're going to be keeping yourselves in the love of God. Back up now to 1 Timothy chapter 5. One other statement I want you to notice in particular here before we go to the book of John. Please look in your Bibles at 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. The Word of God tells us another way that we can keep ourselves. I asked you in the beginning, I asked you what's something you want to keep. What's something you want to keep? And some mentioned they wanted to keep their mind. Somebody said they wanted to keep their health. Somebody mentioned they wanted to keep their family. Then I mentioned personal possessions that you might want to keep. But do you know what's the most important thing that you have to keep and to take care of? Is yourself. You see, you can't be your brother's keeper. You can't take care of your brother. You can't help keep your brother if you aren't first keeping yourself in the love of God. But if I keep myself in the love of God, it's then that I can help keep my brother. We ought to be our brother's what? Our brother's keeper. Look now in your Bibles at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Timothy 5, verse 22. The Word of God says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. And then he says, keep thyself pure. Do you see how that's basically saying the same thing as keep yourself unspotted from the world? Keep yourself pure. Same thing basically is also keeping yourself away from idols. Keep yourself pure. Same thing as also keeping yourself in the love of God is keep yourself pure. Keep a clean house. Keep a clean house. Your body is a house. It's your temple. You need to keep a clean house. Go with me back now to the book of John. I think that John makes it very clear in John chapter 14. Jesus makes it very clear in John chapter 14 about the whole lesson that we're trying to look at this morning about keeping ourselves in the love of God. We keep ourselves in the love of God. We keep ourselves in the love of God by keeping His commandments. Listen carefully to that statement now. We keep ourselves in the love of God by keeping His commandments. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Come down to verse 21. In verse 21, Jesus says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Is there something that we do to be loved of the Father and to be loved by the Son? Is there something that we have to do in order for God to manifest His love toward us? We have to keep His commandments. That's the way that we keep ourselves. We keep ourselves pure. We keep ourselves in the love of God. We keep ourselves unspotted from the world. And we keep ourselves from idols by keeping His commandments. And then He will manifest His what toward us? When we're loving Him, He will manifest His love. That's how we walk and keep in His love. Look at the 23rd verse, which teaches the same truth more clearly in verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Keep yourself in the love of God. What will God do when you keep yourself in the love of God? He will come and He'll make His abode with us. He'll live with us. He'll manifest Himself to us. He'll walk with us. He'll talk with us. We sing that song, and He walks with me and talks with me. That's only when you are keeping yourself in His love, in the love of God. Yes, it is. That's in the garden. We need to stay in the garden, don't we? If you don't keep yourself, what's the opposite of keeping something? What's the opposite of keeping something? Losing something. The opposite of keeping something is losing something. If you don't keep yourself in the love of God, you're going to lose your own soul. You're going to lose your own soul. Look in your Bibles at Matthew chapter 16. The Word of God tells us the consequence there of us not keeping ourselves in the love of God. Matthew chapter 16, Matthew 16, verse 26. The Word of God has taught us there in the earlier verses that there are great sacrifices that we have to make if we're going to walk in the light of God's Word, if we're going to have fellowship with God. We have to lose a lot of the things of the world. And if we try to hold on to the things of the world, if we're not willing to give them up, then we're going to lose something more precious. And the Word of God explains that in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26. The Word of God says, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" You hear that expression there? Can you lose your soul? Can you lose your soul? Can you lose your soul? Is there anyone else who can keep your soul in the way that we're looking at right now? Is there anyone else? Can your wife keep your soul? Can your parents keep your soul? The only person who can keep your soul is yourself. That's the reason the Word of God, every place we went to, God kept saying, keep yourself. Keep yourself. Keep yourself. Go with me in closing to the Old Testament, to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Listen, please, to verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. When we talk about keeping ourselves, we're not just talking about going to church, reading the Bible. We're not just talking about serving other people. When we talk about keeping ourselves, we're really talking about keeping our hearts. Keep your heart. If you get the heart right, everything else is going to be right. In Proverbs chapter 4, listen please to verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, the Word of God says, "Keep thy heart." Now, who's supposed to keep the heart? You're supposed to keep your own heart. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." We're to keep our hearts. We're to keep ourselves pure. We're to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We're to keep ourselves from idols. And if we'll do those things, we're going to keep ourselves in the love of God. I believe that at any time that we come together, I believe that there are some of the members of the body who are going away from God and other members of the body who are getting closer to God. There are some of the members of the body that are keeping themselves in the love of God right now that maybe 6 months ago weren't keeping themselves in the love of God. And then there are those that 6 months ago were keeping themselves in the love of God that are not keeping themselves in the love of God today. I pray that God will help every one of us to examine our lives and consider our ways so that we can know for sure that we are keeping ourselves in the love of God, is my prayer for Christ's sake.